going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets here at FTN. Chris Meany and Kweisenberg DFS here with you. Kweisenberg DFS on Twitter, aka Zach Graham. You can find him on Twitter, of course, right there. He's got Kweisenberg DFS in the name. He's the co-host of the Prize Picks Prop Show here at FTN and the senior NBA advisor over at FTNFantasy.com. We are breaking down the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Phoenix Suns. We have the Suns as the sixth seed, and as you and I broke down, the Mavericks and the Clippers, the lower seed, is favored here to win this series, according to DraftKings. 49-33, the record for Phoenix this year, and Minnesota as the three seed, 56-26, one of the most surprising teams in the NBA this season. You see Karl Anthony Towns on the board, and of course, KD on the board. Man, I'll say this first before we kind of dive into it. I think we're both going to be on the same page here when it comes to the Timberwolves, but impressive season, man. They play big, right? Cat, Rudy, Jaden McDaniel, like Anthony Edwards, even Naz Reid, you know, some big players, like lengthy players, great defensive squad for sure. I'll just ask you right off the top. Do you think they're ready for the moment? Because this, you say what you want about the Suns, and the big three haven't played a lot together this year. There's been highs and lows, certainly a lot of highs down the stretch, but come playoff time, there's a lot of experience on the other side here in this matchup for Phoenix.
Yeah, and before I get into some of the deep, you know, I like to talk about matchups. Yes. And everything when we start to look at these playoff series, especially in the first round, but I do want to, off the top, give this Wolves team their props, their respect, right? This team battled to within a game of the one seed while dealing with losing Karl Anthony Towns for an extended period. Obviously been up and down for them a little bit this year as well. Best regular season defensive team, Anthony Edwards, rising superstar. I think you could probably already call him a superstar in this league the way he played this year. But now let's talk about what I think is actually going to happen here in this series. And again, your regular season series is not always indicative of how the playoffs is going to go, far from it. But it is notable that the Suns won all three of the meetings this season by an average of a little over 15 points per game. I think ultimately Phoenix has too much offensive firepower and flexibility on that end. Plus, I've never been and still am not a believer in Rudy Gobert's ability to be successful in the postseason. So the Suns here defensively, again, this is where they can certainly struggle. They're going to guard Anthony Edwards by committee here. I think you're going to get Grayson Allen, you're going to get Bradley Beal being the two primary defenders, but KD, Devin Booker, they're going to get their turns guarding Ant as well. I think we're going to see here in game one, Beal on Anthony Edwards, Grayson on Mike Conley. With Towns back, that's probably going to be the KD matchup here. And Booker is the one that I think is going to get the quote-unquote rest assignment here on Jaden McDaniels. On the other side, McDaniels is going to be the primary assignment on Booker. So he's going to be working, Devin. And, you know, I think that's going to push me maybe in the prop market, in our DFS content here, more towards some other options, at least to start the series with the Suns. Wolves are going to probably stick Cat on Grayson Allen now that Towns is back. And that's going to push Mike Conley over to Bradley Beal. So the two games that Beal played out of the three this season, he absolutely cooked Mike Conley when the old guy was guarding him. So again, I'm going to be looking strongly at Beal props in game one, see where his price is at on DraftKings and FanDuel. You're going to see Anthony Edwards on KD. And I think to me, that's the most interesting matchup of the series. Because if Ant can stymie Durant at all, even just at times throughout the series, right? He's not going to shut down Kevin Durant all game, every game. But if he can win a couple of those games in this matchup, that's going to go a long way for the Wolves' chances. And again, this is where Anthony Edwards can level up even more in terms of where folks are going to see him among the hierarchy here in terms of those all-star caliber guys, right? But let's get back to Gobert, right? 7 appearances in the playoffs in his career. 3-4 in first-round series. So again, that's not great when you're getting out of the first round less than 50% of the time, as what a lot of people say. And I'm not trying to take away from what Rudy does in the regular season. He's awesome. He is, I think, the perfect guy to have on your team if you want to put butts in seats and you want to get 50 wins. But I think looking at what his teams have done and him individually in some of these conference semifinal series, the three that he's gotten to in his career, 15 games in the second round of the West playoffs for Rudy Gobert. His teams are 3-12 in those games. Wow. His individual plus minus in those 15 games is minus 161. Wow. He's too big of an offensive liability. He always has been. And you can burn his team with switches on the defensive end in the postseason. Focusing, you know, matchup hunting, the coach adjustments game to game. And Frank Vogel is an NBA title winning coach. So, like, I give him some credit. He's not, like, the best coach in the league. I think probably far from it. But I respect him enough, and I respect the Suns' offensive firepower, flexibility in this series. And again, combine that with my distaste for any Rudy Gobert team in the postseason. I'll give, again, going back to my overall respect for what this Wolves team has done, their overall talent. And again, this team was still the best defensive team with Rudy Gobert off the floor this year.
Amazing.
So maybe they find enough success, and I'll give them two games here. Because if you pull Gobert off, you're still a very strong defensive unit. I'll say Suns in six here.
Suns in six. I thought maybe you would say five, but you're giving them a couple games, which, yeah, I think is fair. What I thought was interesting is when you're walking through like Beal and Conley and taking a look at some of these series props, just taking a look at, this wasn't available when we broke down the Mavs and the Clippers. I think they're just probably waiting on official news for Kawhi. But the series total points leaders, Edwards is favored at plus 115, Booker at plus 180, Kevin Durant at plus 270, Towns at 12-1, Beal at 30-1, maybe a little bit of a long shot there. And the three-point leaders, Grayson Allen at plus 280, Kevin Durant plus 340, Booker at 340, Edwards at 350, Beal's all the way down here at 19-1. I know he hasn't had a lot of big three performances, but there's been a couple that I've noticed, in particular the one against Washington. I think he burned his former team, and that was part of the game plan, I'm sure. Just go ahead, man, and take it to Washington here today, and he certainly did. If you were to pick a points leader in this series, who would you pick?
It probably is Ant for me, because you can be so spread out on that Phoenix side.
Yeah.
It's tough for me to go with Booker because he is getting that McDaniels matchup, and I respect the hell out of Jaden McDaniels.
Jaden McDaniels is acumen. Yeah, man, he's a player.
Defensive. I mean, he all defense. If he's not, we need to riot. And I'm not even a Wolves fan. You know? Like, he's awesome. Again, KD, Beal. You mentioned Grayson Allen. Chris, you know how well Grayson Allen shot from three this year? It's insane. 46%.
I mean,
led the league. I mean,
they were for a reason.
Absolutely. So, like, and then they've got Yusuf Nurkic, who, again, I think he's another guy that probably at times gets played off the court here, but he's a big enough body to deal with any sort of post work. You know, Rudy Gobert, not a good post player, but out there to bang around with Karl Anthony Towns as well, be physical with him at times. Again, it's really tough for me to see all the experience. I guess just it boils down to, if I want to simplify it, Chris, the goal for this team in Phoenix was to be healthy with all these guys at the end of the year. And they went through lengthy periods, missing Bradley Beal, Booker, especially at the beginning of the season, start and stop kind of beginning to his season. Kevin Durant, of course, feels like there's an injury scare with his lower half every month or so, but
yeah,
they're all good coming in here. We've got Royce O'Neal in the fold right now. You've got a guy like Drew Eubanks, who's not going to play a huge role, but again, is a solid enough role player. They've got Eric Gordon coming off the bench, who I don't even think Eric Gordon's been very good. But again, the overall health of this team, when they've been healthy, that first five unit has been awesome offensively. And again, I just don't think I see Gobert on that other side, and maybe I'm just biased again, and maybe he proves me wrong here. I just don't see it sitting here, you know, a couple days before the series gets underway.
Yeah. And so, like I said, I think as we wrap up here, I thought you were going to say maybe Suns in five. We're both on the Suns here. And if you take a look at the odds, I mean, even just to get the Suns to win the series at minus 130 is pretty solid as a standalone play. Suns to win on the series spread, 1.5 games. So, you know, to at least win here by two. So like a 4-game, you know, 4-2, that would be all right. We take that plus 135. Right, plus 135 for the Suns there, not too bad. But I like the minus 130. I think it's fair. It's like half the season, basically, the big three have been together in Phoenix. So we've seen some moments, I think just over 800 minutes, I think I saw. Yeah. But 7-3 down the stretch to avoid the play-in game and to get the Timberwolves here. Still a scary team offensively, even though it takes some time. We've seen this before with big threes that are, just formed. But it's been the injuries that have really taken time, not just... You know, I think in Miami, it was like, oh, when I remember the big three of Miami that year, everyone's, oh, they're going to win in 72 games. The Heat were saying that as well. They were all healthy. It just took time to get chemistry. It was difference this year was the health. Like Booker was out, or KD was out, or Beal is out. It seemed to be one of the three were sidelined. But when they're on the floor, I know a lot of people say there's one basketball, but I feel like they've shared it pretty decently as a squad. And minus 130, I think, is a pretty good bet. Appreciate your time, Zach. Won't bother you with the NBA final stuff. We did it for the Clippers. Going to pull that together with everyone, post that up and get everybody's takes as well. So make sure you check that over at FTN. Make sure you're following Zach as well at Quisenberg DFS, the Prize Picks prop show. The guys are going to be with you throughout the entire NBA playoffs, finding some edges for you guys as well. And I've seen a lot of green screens in the Prize Picks Discord channel. I know that you and Alex have a lot to do with that. So good stuff, man. Enjoy the NBA playoffs, and we'll chop it up maybe a little bit later on when we see exactly, maybe we'll get together and we see the final four teams in the West and in the Eastern Conference as well. Quisenberg DFS, give him a follow. Appreciate you guys. Let us know in the comments if you think that maybe we're being too hard on the Timberwolves. Maybe they are actually legitimate and they will take care of the Suns. Love to hear your guys' thoughts in the comments. Let us know, and we'll talk to you guys soon.